This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Victor Hugo Garcia. Date of birth is March the 9th, 1960. Case ID number is 536-7034. Date of exam, April the 27th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Mercedes Family Health, dated 4/22/21, 6/22/21, 7/9/21, and 2/8/22, and also a Social Security questionnaire. Identifying information. This is a 63-year-old married male with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of memory loss secondary to liver cirrhosis, comma, back pain, comma, and right shoulder pain. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2020, where he worked as a truck driver for 36 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house, and his wife is working part-time. The claimant is not receiving disability benefits, but is receiving Social Security retirement benefits. Allegation number one, memory loss secondary to liver cirrhosis. Number two, back pain. And number three, right shoulder pain. History of allegations. Number one, memory loss secondary to liver cirrhosis. The claimant states that in 2020, he presented to the office, to the hospital, secondary to having problems with memory loss and anemia. He was diagnosed with liver cirrhosis and a gastric ulcer. The claimant denies any abdominal pain or any radiation to pain in any part of his body. At this time, he does have associated symptoms of nausea, comma, diarrhea times three per day, comma, melena, comma, and weakness. The claimant states he's lost approximately 6 pounds in the last year, and he is food intolerant to greasy foods and also to meats. He was diagnosed with liver cirrhosis with gastritis and an ulcer and hepatic encephalopathy secondary to alcohol abuse. The claimant also suffers from anemia and high ammonia levels. At the present time, he's taking aldactone 100 milligrams QD, Lasix 40 milligrams QD, pantoprazole 40 milligrams QD, lactulose 30 milliliters QD, folic acid 1 milligram QD, and calcium 600 milligrams QD. The claimant states that he feels very weak, secondary to the anemia, and states that when he starts to eat meats, his ammonia level goes up and he starts to get mentally confused. He's confused about what he should do since he has two doctors with conflicting opinions. Allegation number two, back pain. The claimant states that in 2020, he started to develop a burning, dull pain in the thoracic and right flank area of his back, which would radiate to the right side of his body. No surgeries were performed, and the claimant thought he had just generalized back pain. His limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, sit for 3 hours, comma, lift approximately 10 pounds above his head and bend over to pick up clothes. He has no assistive devices he uses, and his doctor is Dr. Cavacera. His daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, occasionally cooking, comma, and throwing out the trash and dust check the mail every day. He has not seen a chiropractor or received any physical therapy. He does take methylcarbinol, 750 milligrams TID for pain, which he states does give him some relief. He was diagnosed with right flank pain and right upper abdominal pain, most likely not coming from liver cirrhosis or possible renal kidney disease. His condition is stable at this time. Allegation number 3, right shoulder pain. The claimant states that in 2021, he started having difficulty in ranges of motion of his right shoulder, secondary to it, adhesive capsulitis of the right shoulder. X-rays were performed, but no fractures were seen, and the claimant denies any surgeries. He has received approximately 2 steroid injections into his right shoulder and back area. His symptoms include pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels in the evening. His limitations include being able to walk 1 block, stand for 30 minutes, stand for climb 3 steps, and squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, sweep a room, and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head. He is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, or button his clothes at this time. He has no assistive devices that he uses. And he is presently on methylcarbinol, 750 milligrams TID. His physician is Dr. Hugo Garcia, and he states that the only thing he does is throw out the trash and goes to pick up the mail close by to where they live. Family history. Father died at the age of 94 from old age. His mother is alive, and she has hypertension and diabetes mellitus. Medications, Eliquis 2.5 milligrams BID, methylcarbinol 750 milligrams TID, Lasix 40 milligrams QD, aldactone 100 milligrams QD, pantoprazole 40 milligrams QD, lactulose 30 milliliters QD, propranolol 10 milligrams BID, folic acid 1 milligram QD, and calcium 600 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, history of septic shock, history of hematuria, thrombocytopenia, history of cirrhosis of the liver and fatty liver with duodenal ulcer, and status post epinephrine and embolization dated 10/15/2020. Diabetes mellitus type 2, hyperlipidemia, anemia, ascites, portal vein thrombosis, hyperammonia level. History of acute pancreatitis, gastroesophageal reflux disease, hyperlipidemia, osteoarthritis, right shoulder adhesive capsulitis, lumbar sacral back pain, history of alcohol withdrawal syndrome, history of paracentesis, major surgeries. Surgery for stomach ulcers, dated 4/22/21. Esophageal varices, status post banding, 10/15/2020. Heavy alcohol abuse for 42 years. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant drank 6 beers per day for 42 years. The claimant has had delirium tremors but denies any seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit, weight 186 pounds, height 5 feet 7 and a fourth inches tall, BP 142 over 80 mmHg, heart rate 67 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 99%, BMI 29, general. This is a 63-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to the fourth sentence? No oral, pharyngeal, erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant does have a few missing teeth and poor dentition. External auditory canals were normal in appearance and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light and extraocular movements were intact. The claimant does have a left medial pterygium, which appears to be growing on the left eye. Visual acuity was grossly normal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/20. Pinhole is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Pinhole is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft, non-tender, and non-distended on palpation. The claimant does have a palpable pain of the right flank area as well as the right upper quadrant area. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organomegaly or mass is appreciated on evaluation. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was appropriate for the time. He did have mild decreased thought processes and his memory was fair. Concentration was fair and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was poor, and finger-to-nose was abnormal. Heel-to-shin exam was abnormal, and the Romberg sign was positive. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant did have palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the right shoulder and the lumbar sacral back area. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the thoracic and lumbar spine. However, the claimant did have abnormal range of motion of the cervical spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is abnormal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of both shoulders, but especially of the right shoulder, where the claimant had adhesive capsulitis. All other ranges of motion were normal. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion, but decreased strength of both knees. The claimant had moderate difficulty in squatting and getting up on his own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with difficulty. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a moderate, at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, he has no assistive devices, but probably would benefit from one. Neurological exam. Grip strength was plus 4 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical. And biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at plus 2. Sensory exam was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but he does have some muscle spasms. Muscle strength was plus 4 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the lumbar sacral back. No acute findings, spondylosis. X-rays of the right shoulder, no acute finding, osteoarthritis, mild. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute finding, spondylosis. Comprehensive metabolic panel, normal findings. Functional capacity based on the current examination. The claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction, especially of the right upper shoulder, and a history of cirrhosis of the liver with hepatic encephalopathy. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk, but with moderate difficulty. There is fairly normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 4 over 5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show fatigue secondary to anemia. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate fairly well with some limitations. It does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to memory loss from hepatic encephalopathy coming from liver cirrhosis, and weakness from anemia. Probable diagnosis is memory loss secondary to liver cirrhosis causing hepatic encephalopathy with high ammonia levels and anemia, confirmed with medical records and labs. Being treated at this time, but it's not stable. Number 2, lumbar sacral back pain, more likely than not coming from right flank pain and possible renal failure coming from the liver. Number 3, right shoulder pain, secondary to mild osteoarthritis and adhesive capsulitis. being treated at this time. The claimant does have decreased range of motion. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Victor Hugo Garcia.